Hi, and welcome to That Vet Life, where we discuss topics of the veterinary experience. I am your host, Mariah, a current student at the Royal Dick School of Veterinary Studies in Edinburgh, Scotland. I am joined today by Dr. Anna Reddish, Assistant Director of the Student Initiatives of the AVMA, and Stephen Haynes, the General Manager for this year's SAVMA Symposium that has been held at the University of Pennsylvania. So thank you both for joining me today and just coming along for the journey.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Excited to be here.
And obviously today we are not in our normal hosting location. We are actually at SAVMA Symposium in Philadelphia. And as a U.S. student studying in the U.K., it is an awesome opportunity to come back to the U.S. and just kind of learn a little bit more and just see what organized veterinary medicine looks like in the U.S., because obviously I've been in the UK and I'm used to the British Veterinary Association and learning those types of things, and now coming back to the US and staying involved in SAVMA, which is a student American Veterinary Medical Association, as well as the AVMA. So Dr. Reddish, I will point it to you, and just looking at what is SAVMA, because a lot of our students listening are either from the US or from the UK and they're just still learning about what is this organized veterinary medicine.
Yeah, so SAVMA, the Student AVMA, or the Student American Veterinary Medical Association, is really the voice for veterinary students and the chapters that we represent. So I have it pulled up here in front of me because I think it's just important that the students, you know, came up with this mission themselves. And I think it's important to share with everyone SAVMA's mission, and that is to support, empower, and inspire all veterinary students in improving their lives, education, and career, along with securing a better future for our profession through collaboration with our parent organization, the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Okay, thank you. And what is, so we talk about organized veterinary medicine, and what does that mean in the AVMA? What does that mean is for students?
Yeah, for students, it's really your introduction into the profession and to being involved. So organized veterinary medicine as a whole is you know, been around pretty much since the start of the profession. And it's a wonderful thing. It's really how we all come together and protect the profession, promote the profession, and really work together. The beautiful part about our profession is that there are so many different roles that we all play. And so it's really an opportunity to come together to make sure that we are on the same page and moving things forward, not only for medicine and improvements, but really improving ourselves as professionals and working together in that sense to you know, keep veterinary medicine this great profession that we all love.
And I think it's a really unique opportunity that the AVMA has, the SAVMA, the SAVMA Student American Veterinary Medical Association, because it is the students that are kind of running this. What I'm learning this time coming around as a delegate and taking part in the House of Delegates meetings is I was honestly kind of blown away at the amount of student representation and how everything really is for the students, by the students, but still under the umbrella of AVMA.
Yeah, and I think that's the best part, is really it is a student-run organization. And so it's your start in the profession to organize veterinary medicine, like I said earlier, and it is student-driven. And that's something that we continue. The AVMA really strives to be a member-driven organization. So it's about you as the member and your needs and how are we meeting those. So it's fantastic that SAVMA does that. We have 37 chapters now represented in the House of Delegates. And so I think it's fantastic. It's a really true representation of a lot of different areas and students from all over.
And I think, Stephen, you can kind of speak to the whole student governance and representation, as now you are the general manager of this year's, now coming to a close on this last day of symposium. And I must hand it off to you. This has been phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been crazy. So I was actually a delegate as well before all this happened. So the student representation side of things is something that I know and understand pretty well. And I think that it's something that encouraged me to kind of take on a more active role through SAVMA Symposium and just being around and being involved and doing everything that goes into the planning of all of this stuff. I think that it's definitely, my hat goes off to all students that get involved with stuff like this, because every time that I think that, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much needs to be done, I just know that there are hundreds of students to hear, delegates, presidents, anyone that takes the time to come to SAVMA Symposium that's just willing to be involved with this awesome organization.
And it's looking at how, like, obviously we're vet students, and a lot of what we think about is, oh, what am I going to be when I graduate? What am I going to do out in the world? But taking the time here in vet school to kind of practice those things, to practice being a leader, being on a team, looking at policy, which I know a lot of people, that turns their stomach to think about laws and regulations. Sure. But those are really important things. And I know for myself, being involved in SAVMA has been that opportunity to kind of like look at those things from that angle and be like, these are the things that are going to affect me the day I step out of school, even before I step out of school, but like the day I have my license, these things are fully going to be in effect. And to have some kind of understanding of what's going on has been really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would agree. I think it's, I didn't really have a full understanding of how it all worked until I went to my first SAVMA symposium at Iowa State. And just being able to, it was an incredibly eye-opening experience, just because you get to interact with people from across the country and across the world and make all of these different professional connections that you wouldn't have had otherwise. And I think that it's super important that, because our profession is so small, just to be able to say, I know a person in California, I know a person in Texas, and to be able to text them or call them or do what I need to do, I think it's fantastic that we have these opportunities for us.
Yeah, these are our colleagues, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah, they're our colleagues. They will be for life. And I think that I always joke that, like, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up by not knowing really what path my life will take post-vet school. But I can't stress enough to any student that doesn't know much about SAVMA or SAVMA Symposium that, like, just knowing the people around and taking the time to get to know exhibitors at booths or other students that you might be in a wet lab with for at SAVMA Symposium, for example, is so, it's, I would argue it's just as, if not more important than the experience you're going for itself.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so looking back, obviously, like, we have these things that are called, within the symposium itself is when the House of Delegates meets. But what are the things that House of Delegates, like, what are we actually voting on? What are the, what difference are we making, would you say, that you've seen from the AVMA level?
So many things come to mind when I think about that. One thing I really want to point out and I'm appreciative of is that we have a number of AVMA representatives and board members. We have the current president and president-elect and vice president and vice president-elect present here at the symposium. And I'm sure you might have looked and noticed them in the room. They have really been around, not only taking in the symposium as a whole, but they're there listening to the students. I think that the AVMA a lot of times looks to the students. You know, we rely on the students for what's happening now, what's happening in your medical education, what issues are important to you. And so SAVMA is really the representation in the House of Delegates of how not only we as staff hear that, but certainly our board members and our president and vice president hear that information and take it as they're making decisions and as they're representing the profession.
It's really a two-way street when it comes to it.
100%.
And just how, because I know as students, we usually look at like the parent organization, like the AVMA, is that's what, who we're looking up to. And they're the ones who look down on us and be like, oh, we're making the rules and regulations for you guys, which to a degree, yes, there are overwhelming kind of themes. But in general, like you said, like you're looking to the students to kind of see what's going on in the profession right now. And so we definitely have a voice when it comes to that kind of thing. And I think students don't fully understand that, or they're not fully aware of it. And I'm just trying to figure out, how do we then bring that back to our students? Because as a delegate, I can sit in these meetings and I can be like, yes, we're making an impact, or look at all these things that we're able to do and help our students with. But how do we bring that back to our schools, and how do we put that into action? That's a whole different story. But I have seen a little bit of how having the network of the other students, the other delegates, has been a huge help to kind of give guidance in that. And then to have people like yourself to kind of go back to and be like, I have these questions, I don't know how to do this, who can you direct me to? It's been very, very helpful.
That's great. And that our whole team, know, staff, we're all here to support the students. I'm really lucky to be a part of a four-person team at the AVMA. So I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia, and I cover the Eastern Region schools. Dr. Derek Hall is based in the AVMA headquarters in Schaumburg, Illinois, and he works with the Central Region. And that's also where Jackie Ross is located, and she's our program coordinator. And last but certainly not least, Dr. Caroline Kantner, who's based in Denver and works with the West Coast schools, as well as the UK schools. So please be sure for everybody who's listening in the UK to say hello to her when she visits. I also wanted to point out that you hit on something really important there. You know, that you've seen the way that SAVMA is working now, that you've experienced the House of Delegates and how that connection between SAVMA and the AVMA. And a huge connection to point out there is that Jeff Olivares and now Sarah Neusser, so the president of the SAVMA for that year, does go to AVMA board meetings and participates in those meetings. And also the vice president, you know, really takes in the concerns of the students and makes sure that their needs are being met from the AVMA standpoint.
Definitely. And I think it's also good to point out, because like we talk about SAVMA and we talk about AVMA and we talk about like the policy and legislature that goes on, and yes, that is a huge part of it. But what does that look like at the schools? And like you said, there are now 37 chapters with the DICVET being kind of like our newest member here. And it's been an honor to kind of represent that school in the House of Delegates. But what are the chapters per se? Because are they like the hands and feet that are happening out in the rest of the world? How would you describe what a chapter of SAVMA is?
Yeah, I can speak to this, and I think I'd be interested to hear Steve share, too, as a member of a chapter, and he's kind of seen both sides at the local level and being a part of national as well. The beautiful part about it is that every chapter is really unique, and that is, you know, there are some overarching themes, I think, of all chapters, and as it relates back to SAVMA and the mission of what those chapters are looking to do. But I travel every year to 15 of the chapters, and I can tell you that there's no chapter that's the same. So they really are functioning usually at the schools to be kind of the leading body. Sometimes they serve as what we call an umbrella organization, so other clubs look to them for guidance and governance. Sometimes they function as a completely separate organization on campus. But overall, they are really tied back to SAVMA's mission, and everybody gets to kind of put their unique spin on it, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I would reiterate that. At Penn, we have the umbrella organization, like Dr. Reddish was talking about. Basically, we're operating at the school level to take care of whatever student needs are in terms of registering for SAVMA. We do all different kinds of wellness events. We hold events to help students get connected with mentors for research. We're basically just any way that we can help students get more connected with the school, with professors, with themselves, with national organizations. It's been quite a ride being a delegate and also doing this as well. I feel like my vet school career has been defined by doing SAVMA stuff, and I love it. It's fantastic. But yeah.
Yeah, it's been really good to learn what SAVMA looks like in the U.S. because obviously coming from a U.K. school, we just have a different environment, a different culture that goes on, that having SAVMA as an umbrella per se doesn't necessarily work the best with the kind of makeup of our student body. So learning how can SAVMA still play such a large role in our students' lives, considering that a lot of our students, there's a fair number that are North American, or maybe they're from the U.K., but they're planning on coming to the U.S. to practice. And so providing the opportunities, providing the information on what to expect when they go to the U.S. is very, very helpful for them. And also just looking at the different committees that are within SAVMA, like I learned during this trip that there are actually a ton of committees, that it's not just SAVMA, but within SAVMA you have like the governance and you have communications and diversity, and it's incredible what there is, and just the amount of travel grants and scholarships that we're constantly trying to put out there for students and just making them aware and available. And it's honestly just kind of blowing my mind at how big SAVMA is. I thought I had an idea, but I had no idea.
That's so funny. Yeah, I had a similar experience in Iowa State, like I mentioned earlier. It's just, you feel like you go into these kind of, you don't fully understand until you're at a conference where there has all the SAVMA stuff going on. And like you, I was just blown away. Also, there with so much to see and so much to do and so many people to meet, and you just have to take a step back and realize this is crazy that all of this is for SAVMA, and there's a really support, like a support system through SAVMA and the AVMA, and it's awesome.
So Dr. Reddish, looking at what we can do for our UK students, I know that you're not the head person for our UK branches per se, but a lot of students ask me, okay, so what can SAVMA do for me, even though I'm not sure if I want to go back and practice in the States or really want to be involved? Because being such a new chapter, we do have a lot of students that come up and they say, what is SAVMA? I don't understand why you're here. So what would you say on a basic level for that?
Yeah, I think it's a great organization, whether you're a U.S. student that's studying abroad or not, just to feel connected back to the States and what's going on in terms of, practice in the U.S. And also as a student, really what opportunities are available to you, not only for externships, but maybe for future career options back in the States. So I think it's a really great way when it comes down to it. Steve said it earlier, and you might have experienced this yourself, here at your first symposium, is that the network you build through SAVMA is incredible. And I think it's a really great opportunity to build that network and start to feel more of a part of a global community.
Definitely learning that we're not alone as a vet student or as a vet school. Coming here, it really just kind of opened my eyes to be like, oh my goodness, look at all of these different veterinary schools, not just in the U.S., but in the U.K. And we have Ross and St. George universities. And it was just all these vet students all in one place. And they're all so driven and motivated towards making organized veterinary medicine what it is and making it better and how to improve things for students. And honestly, I'm just very, very happy to be a part of this organization and learning more about it.
It's really exciting to hear you say that. My first symposium as a student, I was involved as a chapter president while I was in school. So my first symposium was at the University of Wisconsin, and I had the exact same feeling. It was so awesome to just, for the first time, I knew that my classmates were having a similar experience and that we had shared triumphs and we had, some shared challenges there in school while I was in Auburn, but it was so cool to finally feel connected to other schools and know that the things that were important to me were also important to them, and that we could work together to really work on issues, but also just be connected to each other.
And speaking from the U.S. student now studying in the U.K., this has been over the past 2 years of my studies so far, just learning how to meld the two areas, because obviously in the U.K., the big headquarters is the British Veterinary Association, and here in the U.S. it's the American Veterinary Medical Association. And taking what I've learned from both and being able to apply it to the other has been phenomenal in learning. And I'm just looking forward to the coming years, because I know talking with students and just looking at the different opportunities that are available and just letting take the EMS opportunities. So EMS stands for extramural studies. And in the UK schools, it's basically a thing that is required of students where we have to do preclinical hours and clinical hours, which a lot of students in the US, obviously you have to go and you have to be in a clinic and learning all those kind of things. But it's part of a requirement to go spend 26 weeks out in the world, kind of learning skills and everything. And just being able to share those opportunities and those experiences with students in the U.S., it just kind of brings everything together and everybody's able to learn from it. So I guess looking at that, we can then turn it to what symposium is. Because obviously here we have the House of Delegates that happens. So all the schools from across the world, they come together and we're sitting together talking about legislation. But a lot of it is just this opportunity for all of us to come together. So I guess I'll hand that over to you, Steve, and just kind of talk about symposium. Why symposium? When did it start?
Oh, gosh. I feel like symposium has been synonymous with my name at Penn, at least for, 2.5 years now. Basically, the main goal of SAVMA Symposium is to provide students with opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise experienced in their normal vet school curricula, and also to make professional connections with veterinary organizations that are present and other schools, other students from other schools from around the country and around the world. It's been really, really exciting to plan, just knowing all these different we have some great representation across the country. Every SAVMA chapter is represented by X number of students here. We also have a large number of international students from across the world, Scotland, England, I think Thailand, Japan, Mexico. It's been awesome.
Wow, that actually is a lot more people than I originally thought.
Yeah, it's great that there are international students that are just as excited to come to SAVMA Symposium as ones in America.
So how did those students hear about it? Because obviously outside of your individual SAVMA chapter, how did you get the word out about this?
So there's the International Veterinary Student Association, or IVSA. They attend every year, and there are travel grants that were sponsored through IVSA for international students. So we have members on our SAVMA board that get the word out to all the international students. There was an IVSA symposium last year, actually, that was held at NC State. So everyone was very keen on trying to get to that one as well.
And how did it come to be at Penn State? Because obviously you talk about being at Iowa, mm-hmm. and I think coming up next year is Georgia. Mm-hmm. as well. How do they choose where symposium is going to be held?
So when I was a junior delegate at Iowa State, I put together a bid to host symposium here in 2018. So you do it 2 years in advance. And then the House of Delegates votes on if there's competition, then they vote on where they'd like the symposium to go. So I knew at Iowa State that PennVet was going to be hosting in 2018, and since then I've been planning for 2 years. So
it's been a very busy two years.
In addition to vet school and planning this giant conference on top of it, it's been a challenge and awesome all at the same time.
And so, yeah, so last year, where was it held last year? I'm trying to remember.
It was at Texas A&M
last year. Texas A&M, okay. Yeah, and so it's always interesting looking at, like, where is it, especially as a UK school, it's like, where's symposium going mm-hmm. to be held? Where can we get to? So it's kind of exciting that this year and next year it's kind of on the eastern kind of half of the U.S., so
sure.
We're looking forward to hopefully being there next year. We've already talked about a little bit about what schools and are represented, so we have U.S., we have international schools, and that's just really incredible that SAVMA is not just, like, it's the American Veterinary Medical Association, but it's so much more than that. It's actually reaching out to international level. And so what can these students, when they come from, like, they come from different backgrounds, they come from different levels of education, how does symposium tailor to that? What can they expect?
So the big thing that symposium's kind of known for and that we try and put on are all of our lectures and wet labs for all students. The lectures are just a tract for all different kinds of things that anyone could want to go into. Companion animals, equine, food animal. We have a diversity and wellness track. We have a One Health track. And there's even things that don't fit in to any of those that are just kind of miscellaneous. So we try and tailor to anyone's potential interest. And I feel like each year everyone does their best to make sure that if you're looking for something, that you can find something at SAVMA Symposium. The same thing goes with wet labs. We have things from the small animal emergency procedures lab to a rabbit handling and anesthesia lab to a frog handling lab this year even. So I feel like if you're looking for a particular area of study at SAVMA Symposium, the planners are doing their absolute best to make sure that everyone can find something.
It was really interesting to look at the list of different lectures and wet labs that were available. And it's like, how am I going to pick any of these? I want to go to every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm incredibly jealous that I didn't have time to do any of it myself because I was running around making sure everybody was doing what they needed to do. And we were all talking actually yesterday, trying to pick the wet labs that we would have done had we had time to do them. So I hope that everyone enjoyed them.
I think from what I've heard, everybody has absolutely loved them so far and has come away just like bursting with information. It's been great. And so outside of wet labs, there's also like it's networking opportunities for students, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So like you mentioned in House of Delegates, they're just have immediate connections with students across the country. And it's just also an opportunity for students that aren't delegates to sit in a lecture and meet someone that they don't know that's going to sit next to them for the next hour and watch something, or in a wet lab particularly, there's usually group work that goes on. And these are just connections that you make and have for life with other students. In addition to student-to-student interactions, you can also just check out the exhibit hall with, I think we have close to 90 sponsors here this year. That are more over the moon to talk to anybody. They're here because they love students and they love SAVMA, so they want to get involved in the future of our profession.
And another great opportunity, you know, in addition to the SAVMA meetings that are happening, the wet labs, the lectures, the day trips and fun things that you can experience the area. I think a lot of people have gotten to take in a lot of sights and history here in Philadelphia and a lot of great places. But I also don't want to miss the fact that this is SAVMA Symposium is an opportunity for other national student leaders to come together. So today we have several groups getting together, the International Vet Student Association, their leaders are meeting. The National Voice meeting is happening today, the National Broad Spectrum meeting. The VBMA is having their national officers meet. So it's really cool to see so many different organizations have their leaders here and take that time to be face-to-face and have this great experience together.
Yeah, that is very true to add. Thank you very much. And like you mentioned, going back to just, there's different sightseeing. So obviously symposium happens here, but there is time outside of the schedule to kind of go see the area and explore. So if you're not from Philadelphia or you're not from the U.S., there's a chance to kind of get outside of symposium and see what's out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're walking distance from the Liberty Bell and all the different historic stuff in Philly. So it's definitely encouraged to take some time to go check out your surroundings. That goes for any school, too. I think that was a big reason I enjoyed Texas and Iowa, is I feel like I got to experience places that I just wouldn't have had the opportunity to otherwise.
It really is a beautiful, and right now it does look, comparing to the weather that's in the UK, it is very, very nice here in Philadelphia. So if you haven't been, I highly, highly recommend, even though Symposium won't be here next year. Though they'll just have to come back eventually. So what would you say is, I guess we kind of did cover it, but the draw for Symposium, US students, UK students, It's time and resource expensive to come to Symposium. So how do you help offset that?
To help offset the time and...
Time and cost, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that from my experience of being a SAVMA delegate and working with students who would like to go to Symposium, they kind of see this as an investment in their education and in their future. And I couldn't agree more. And that, for all the reasons that we talked about before, and that you have professional connections, you have opportunities to learn from people that you wouldn't have otherwise, learn things that you wouldn't have otherwise in your normal vet school curriculum. And I think that that outweighs any cost that it would necessarily prevent people from going.
So yeah, it definitely is a huge investment, and students get a ton out of coming here. But then the other flip side of it is Symposium wouldn't happen if there weren't any students to come. So what do students bring to the table? And I think both Stephen and Dr. Reddish can kind of talk to this little fact. So with who wants to go first on that?
Well, it's certainly, the event wouldn't be possible without the sponsors that we have. And so we're incredibly thankful for their presence and their time investment and their financial investment in the event, and just their investment to take the time to be here to educate students and to show them, you know, what they have to offer. But I think the thing that really sets SAVMA Symposium apart is that here in the U.S., it is the only meeting that is strictly for veterinary students. So certainly there's no shortage of great conferences that students can attend here. And it's been really interesting in my time from student to graduate in the profession to see how many more conferences are allowing students to attend. And even as that continues to grow, I think SAVMA Symposium will always be unique. It's incredible what this team of students has done here at PennVet this year. In addition to being full-time students, they've planned an event that usually professional meeting planners would plan. So I think that's always going to be really unique in the fact that this event is only for vet students, it's designed by vet students, and it's operated in its entirety by their hard work.
definitely.
And it's also just fun. People love to come. It's you get to experience all the parts of vet med that are exciting and not have to necessarily study it and get 90% to have the grades that you need. So it's just a fun time to kind of relax but also enjoy why you got into this profession in the first place.
Yeah, thank you so much for kind of bringing that together and just talking about Symposium and SAVMA. And I don't know, maybe I'm just overly excited because this is my first time here, but it's been a wonderful experience. And what would you say, what do students have to look forward to in the coming year from SAVMA? What do you want them to take away from Symposium?
Well, I mean, in the coming year, it'll be SAVMA Symposium will be at the University of Georgia, which I'm excited for. I feel like there are just so many opportunities for SAVMA members across the country that it's up to the chapters to really make SAVMA shine and do what they need to do to get students involved. On a national level, I think Dr. Reddish can speak a little bit more about it. But I know at Penn, where things were crazy this year, obviously, with Symposium happening, but we're excited to just keep the interest level high and just be there for students.
I think students can be expecting a lot from SAVMA over the next year. Certainly, we just finished with the House of Delegates this morning and heard updates not only from the officers but from the committees about different grants and opportunities and programmings that will be available from National SAVMA. So stay tuned there for reports and things that will change from there. But also, I think in terms of I think SAVMA will continue to bring the issues forward that need to be brought forward. And that's the most important part, is that people are being heard and people are taking part in SAVMA. And I think the relationships that are growing between SAVMA and some other national organizations are really exciting. So certainly the relationship that's continued to grow between SAVMA and the International Vet Student Association, IVSA, the relationship between SAVMA and VBMA, SAVMA and Broad Spectrum, SAVMA and Voice. So just these connections and really working together to make sure that we're all amplifying each other's programs and helping them out. And like Steve said, the other thing that everybody can be looking forward to is March 9th through 11th, 2019, at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. So everybody should mark their calendar now. Enjoy this awesome last day of Symposium, but get ready for 2019.
It's definitely going to be a very exciting thing, and I'm looking forward to it as well. And so with that, I guess I would like to thank both Dr. Reddish and Stephen for taking the time to share with us these insights to SAVMA and to highlight the exciting events of this week here at Symposium and what's to come. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come and chat.
Well, thanks for having us.
We enjoyed it.
And thank you for joining me for another episode of That Vet Life. If you want to keep up to date with everything that's happening, I invite you to follow our Instagram handle at ThatVetLife. All right. Thanks, guys.